I'm talking to Jake Feldman, who has a fantastic beard going right now, if I can compliment you on that. So, senior, just walk me through the 5 years. I mean, this is crazy, right? I mean, all of that, and now it's over. You know, I'm not going to try and make you cry or anything, but, you know, tell me what your emotions are right now.
It's been an unbelievable experience. I mean, it's really been a dream come true. I've played with some of the best players in the world, and I've played against some of the best players, and I mean, it's just been everything I've hoped for. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So talk to me about this season. Like, you know, here it is late in your senior year, and you kind of shove a couple guys out of the starting lineup mm-hmm. and grab that position and go. I mean, does that feel good? Like, you know, I have a blog, and I don't know if you know this, but mm-hmm. I wrote several things about what you did in the Purdue game mm-hmm. that led to the win to break the winning streak. I mean, does that feel good to finally, you know, get into that starting lineup?
Yeah, I mean, everybody contributes for every game, whether you're starting or not, but then to actually be starting and playing and get the win, it just is, I mean, it's an unbelievable feeling, and it really just felt like a culmination of a bunch of stuff,
yeah.
Breaking the streak, starting to play in the whole game. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. So what you know, what now for you? Like 5 full years, you know, has it sunk in that it's all over? I mean, is
it? You know, it really still hasn't. It's a weird feeling. I figure on Monday when I finish class and don't have to come to the stadium for anything,
uh-huh.
it'll finally start to settle in. But yeah. it's strange.
Yeah. What do you? I guess what you know? Do you feel like you accomplished what you came to Illinois to do? Like, do you have a feeling of accomplishment?
Absolutely. I remember before this year when we met with Coach Beckman after last season, I remember he told me, he said, he can promise me that no matter what, when we finish the last game, I'll look back on my career and I'll be proud. And I can say that that's absolutely true. I'm proud of the guys I've played with and myself and just the whole. It's been awesome.
Yeah. Now, I met your mom and your dad and your mm-hmm. sister one time at a Camper and Tool scrimmage, and your mom was so nervous. I remember you snapped the ball. You were a freshman. You snapped the ball over somebody's head.
That was a rough scrimmage.
Petrino lit you up. We mm-hmm. could hear his language in the – I mean, what's that like to go from there, from, like, wide-eyed and just like, what? These guys are huge, and what am I doing, to out on the field contributing, pushing around Big Ten linemen?
I remember last year there was a feeling where it was like all of a sudden a switch flipped in my head where I was just comfortable with everything, you know, like I was never, you know, I hoped that this, you know, I felt comfortable. I could, and when you do that, then you just relax and everything, you start seeing things in the defense, and it's a really good feeling.
Yeah.
And I've felt it the past 2 years. It's just been a high level of comfort with everything.
Yeah. Well, as I said to Ben, speaking as a fan, writing as a fan, mm-hmm. thank you for your contribution.
Absolutely.
Thanks for going so hard. And, you know, congrats on pushing into the starting lineup, and good luck with whatever you do.
Thank you.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jake.